Chapter 3 Peter's Plan. Peter remembers that there's a lot of coal next to the railway station. He decides to take some coal. His family needs it. He tells his plan to Bobby and Phyllis. The children go to the station at night. Nobody is there. They take the coal to their house and put it with Mother's coal. The next day, they make a big fire and the house is warm and comfortable. The children are happy, but Mother is worried.
The coal costs a lot of money, she says.
Don't worry, Mother. There's sufficient coal. Look.
Mother looks at the coal and smiles.
That's good,
she says. The next night, Bobby takes more coal. A week later, Peter takes some again. Mr. Taylor is an important man. He's responsible for the railway. One day, he looks at the coal next to the station. He's perplexed.
Where's all the coal?
He thinks.
Is somebody taking it?
That night, Mr. Taylor waits in the dark near the station. Soon, he sees the children. Suddenly, Mr. Taylor speaks to the children.
What are you doing?
He asks severely. The children are frightened. Phyllis starts to cry.
This isn't your coal. Why are you taking it?
We want to help our family, sir.
We haven't got any money for coal,
says Bobby quietly.
And our house is cold.
Mr. Taylor is a kind man.
Take the coal and go to your house,
he says.
But don't do it again.
Oh, thank you, sir,
says Bobby.
You're very kind.